Okay, so today's daf Chof Aleph. We'll start on Chof Aleph on the two lines on the top, Tanakh of Asay, Nirav Shila. We had machlokas yesterday as to what the definition of the word kros gever was. So one was the calling of the people, and here we say Tanakh of Asay, Nirav Shila. We have a brice that supports Rav Shila, as Rashi says in the second short line, the Amma kros hagever krod tanagola. That kros gever means the call of the rooster. Okay, so what's the brice which supports him? Tanakh of Asay, Nirav Shila. Hayotze lederech, kodem kriyas gever. Whoever goes out on the road, I guess before the calling of the gever, before kriyas gever, damo barasho, I guess he's responsible for any evil that's going to happen to him. Rashi says, I guess because of the mazikin, he says, avon moso sho'al rosho mutal, shahu himisatzbo. It's suicidal, what he's doing. Rav Yoshia omer ad sheyishne, I guess until he urinates. Eish omer ad sheyishalish, right, be'ezer tarnagol, and which rooster we're talking about? Amma v'tarnagol beinoni, this middle type of tarnagol. Rashi says, she'enu v'mayar kriyaso lo ma'acher. I guess there's an early rooster, there's a late rooster, and then there's a rooster that's in the middle. So that's the call of that middle rooster, that's when you can go out. Bottom line is the source here is, this Bryce is calling kros gever, the call of the tarnagol, which would be a support for Rav Shila. Okay, now the Gemara is going to, the rest of the daf is probably going to end with some, not pure gata, but some agata. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, this is famous Gemara, B'shasha Yisrael Olam L'Regel, when B'nai Yisrael used to do Aliyah L'Regel, Om Dim Tzifufim, so they're at the base of Midrash, they would be Tzifufim, it would be so crowded, right, well, never, it would be so crowded, Rashi says Tzifufim, it says, Lashon Tzaf, Tzaf means like floating, Meirov Ha'am, there were so many people there, Hayu Nidchakim Ish Ba'achiv, each of the people would be so crowded, they'd be pushed up against each other. Ein lo makom lintos, and they had no place to move. Al sido lekan lekan, they were completely boxed in. Vizokov kikora, and they're bound to. They stand up now like a board. Af ruglov nitalem aretz, and they float. So they're so crowded up to the point that their feet were sometimes lifted from the ground. But there was a miracle happen. Right, he said over there. Yisrael olam regal omdim tzufim umishtachavim ravachim. But when they would bow down, there would be plenty of room. Right? Rashi says, when they would bow down and fall on their face, which sounds more like Yom Kippur, a miracle would happen, and the area would expand, until there was four amos between them, so there were four amos apart, so no one would hear the other person's vidoy. They wouldn't hear anyone else's confessions. It would be embarrassing to hear everyone else to hear my confession. And they had plenty of room. Right? And then in Brisa continues, Vinim Shachim Achadas Re Amma Achari Beis HaKaporas. It was so crowded that the people would extend even the 11 amos behind the Heichal. If you remember in the models of the Beis HaMikdash, behind, on the western side, behind where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is, there's a wall, and between the wall of the, and after the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, there's like another 11 Amos. They filled up the whole area, even behind there. So Mara says, my Kamar, what do we care about that? You just said that when they bow down, there was enough room. So Mara says, no, Hachi Ka'amar, Afa Pishin Im Shachim Achasri Amma, Chori Beis HaKaboras, for Omnit Tzutfufim, even though it was so crowded, I guess this is sort of like out of order, this is supposed to go on to the first statement of the Brisa, not the second statement. Even though it was so crowded that they were standing, even though they were standing so crowded that they had to even go the 11 amos behind the Beis HaKaporas, they were so crowded, when they would bow down, there was plenty of room. And this is one of the 10 miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanan quotes a Mishnah in Avos, I guess it's next week's Mishnah, the Tanan. Asara nisim naasu bebeis hamikdash. 10 miracles took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, lo hipila isha mereach basar hakodesh. No woman ever had a miscarriage, right? No woman ever had a miscarriage. Would you have something to sponsor? No.
What?
Okay. No. Woman ever had a miscarriage from the meat of in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, we go down. Lo hipila isha. Ubra, pregnant woman, if you go towards the bottom of those short lines, right? Lo hipili isha ubarash, and she never lost her miscarriage, she nis'ava le'echa v'basar atzli, k'shamal ha'reach. She had such taiva, desire to eat the meat, and she couldn't eat it, and it would cause a miscarriage. That never happened. That's number one. Number two, v'lo hisriach basar kodesh me'olam. The meat never rotted. You could imagine out in the heat in the summer in Israel and Yerushalayim, and some of the meats there on the they're out in the open, there's no refrigeration, and never rotted. The meat never rotted. That's number two. Number three, v'lo nira zvuv beis hamitbachayim. There was never a fly in the area. No flies or bugs ever came to the. You know, there's innards and there's stuff all over the place, and there was never any flies. Number four, v'lo ira keri l'kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. A kohen gadol never became bal keri. You know, on Yom Kippur, which is the whole reason why one of the reasons why we separated him was to prevent bal keri. I guess it worked, but the Gemara says it's miraculous that it never took place. So if it never took place. What?
Keeping him awake.
Right. So if
I don't understand why that's miraculous.
Yeah. So if it never,
it's okay, but it's
not a miracle.
It's not a miracle.
Yeah. If it never took place, why'd they have to do that? So some say, ain't something on this, but just begs the question again. What's so miraculous about the fact, like, you know, how often does that take place that not happening is a bal keri? Okay. V'lo nimsa psul ba'omer b'shtei alechem u'b'lechem apanim. There never came a psul with the omer that was brought, the shtei lechem was brought on Shavuos, and the lechem upon him. Why is that a big deal? Rashi says, v'lo nimsa psul ba'omer. It's the last Rashi of the short lines. She'im yirbo psul. If there was a psul in these items, ein acher lahavi tachtov. You can't bring any more omer in its place. Shun niksar v'lel motzi yontif. Because first they harvested it right after yontif. They only would harvest the exact amount. I'm not sure why they didn't harvest more. Why would they so make other names here? They only harvest the exact amount. Which is baked on Erev Yontif. And if something happens, you can't bake it on Yontif, right? And number three, v'chein lechem upon him, shenefam erev Shabbos, the lechem upon him, which is baked on erev Shabbos, im yifsol, if it gets pasul, ain chiluf. You don't switch it out. V'ashulchan omer reikam ad Shabbos haba, then the shulchan would be empty, because you don't put another one in. So the fact that it never happened was miraculous. Again, we said, ain't so mechim al anes, when it came to the Valkyrie. Therefore, we did all these preventative measures. So why are you so mechim al anes here? Just harvest more, just in case something happens. Ain't so mechim al anes. I don't know. Yeah.
To grind, because they had to do everything.
Right, do everything every yontif, so right afterwards.
Even if they got a little extra ones, I don't think.
Right. Well, what about baking? What about the other ones?
What do you mean? No, you can't.
An erev yontif, bake extra amount.
Of lechem
apanim and stay lechem. Just make more. I don't know. You're saying it's too tedious. Okay.
No, because then you can make kaddish. Are you going to make kaddish those?
I don't know. Right. Okay. That's not number four. The next one was what we just discussed beforehand. Was that Omdim Mitzufufim, that they were just so crowded, but when they bowed down, Mishtachavim Ravachim, when they bowed down, they had room. Next one is Velo Hizik Nachash Va'akrav Yerushalayim. There was no damage ever done by a snake or a scorpion in Yerushalayim, Me'olam. And number 10, Velo Amar Adam L'Chaveiro Tzarli Amakom She'elam Yerushalayim. There was always hotel rooms in Yerushalayim. There's never somebody who didn't have a place to sleep, I guess, in Yerushalayim. Rashi says, it's more than that, Rashi says, Sali Amakom is no side to Chukim, the Rossi to Chuka. There's never enough food. There are plenty of restaurants and there are plenty of hotel rooms in Yerushalayim.
The Rosh Kohel in Ottawa, where I learned this the previous time, said the miracle wasn't that they had enough space. The
right.
Miracle was that no one complained.
Right. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. He's quoting Rabbi Rasmus says it a lot. Also, yeah. That no one. I like the idea. Yeah. I like the idea, but still. You can apply that to a lot of things. Okay. But they still needed to bow down. The idea was over here, though, I like the idea, but the idea was also that, as Rashi pointed out, that they needed a dalet amos so nobody would hear the other person. So if the idea was, if they just weren't complaining, then and they were still within four amos of each other, then you could hear. So that defeated the purpose of how Rashi explains it. Right? I love the idea. Okay. The question, though, is now, is that we said 10 miracles happened in the Beis HaMikdash. We listed 10 items from the Mishnah Avos. 8 of them were in the Beis HaMikdash. 2 of them were in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asks, Pasach b'Mikdash, you started with listing items that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. V'siyam b'Yerushalayim. And then you listed 2 things at the end that were miracles that took place in Yerushalayim. I want 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, yeah, no problem. Ikotarti achrenisa. I have b'Mikdash. I have 2 others that took place in the Mikdash. Titanya. Number one, we learned Me'olam lo kavu gushamim eishel atzei hamiracha. The rain never put out the fire that was on the pyre on the Beis HaMikdash. It was ner tamid, basically. It never went out, even when you had the rain. Any kid rain in Yerushalayim. Right? Number two, and then the next one is the ashen hamaracha and the smoke pillar that came up from the fire. Afilu kol arucho sheba olam bo, sumenashavos bo, eim zizos osam komo. It was always a straight a pillar of smoke. No wind could make it move. One, it never dispersed it. It was always going up straight.
I'm remembering that as being part of the Mishnah in Avos.
So it could be. Look it up. It could be that the Mishnah in Avos is fixed based on this.
Right.
I thought so. It would have been nice if I would have looked it up, but I didn't. Okay. So the Gemara asks, we can look it up now, actually. But the Gemara says, the Suleka, it's only those. I can find more miracles that took place. Vatanya, the Braisa that says, Vatanya Rav Shamya Kal Nebo. Rav Shamya Kal Nebo is the name of a place. So he said this in Kal Nebo that says, Shivrei Klecheres Nivloim Bimkomom. The shards of the earthenware vessels were swallowed up in their place. So what's the issue with the Shivrei Klecheres? They used to cook, Rashi points out in the third white line, Shemivashim Mehen Koche Kochim. They would absorb. They would cook in these klicheres the kachim kachim that would be needed to be eaten in that area. Had to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubliyasan ner seres mishum nosar, and it would absorb some of the meat into the kalim, and then after a day it's nosar. You can't. It's an iser. It's an usser item. You can't use the kalim for anymore because then the blios would come in. Ubliyasan neser mishum nosar v'tuunim shvira, and they had to be broken. Because the pasuk says. The kli cheres which are tevusha bo yishaver. The kli cheres that you cook in it has to be broken. And where do you break it? Vishvirasa b'makom kadosh. And they would break it in the holy place, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, like it says over there. And if you wouldn't been swallowed up, you would have had a massive pile of broken shards of kalim sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. And the miracle was that they got absorbed into the ground, and that was the miracle. That's that one. But Amar Abaye, second wide line, and Abaye says there's another miracle that took place, which is Mora'a v'notza of the Ola Oaf. Is that the crop and the gizzard? I'm not sure how to translate it. The Mora'a and the Notza of the Ola's Oaf, which was pulled out and then was tossed to the side of the Mizbeach, and the Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi, over Disha and Menorah, and the leftover that when they would clean out the Mizbeach HaKetores, and when they would clean out the Menorah, what did they do with all that garbage that was left over? They placed it down in the area, in the specified area, and it would be swallowed up into the floor. Right? Tosfos just points out, what about the Disha Mizbeach HaChitzon? Every day they would also go and take the ashes off from the outside Mizbeach, from the big Mizbeach, and put it down. Right? Tosfos says, right, but Perish Maraporos to who did Disha Mizbeach HaChitzon? The Ein Nira or Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says no. They put it on the pile there. So he says, okay, Machlokas about that one. So that's so. Therefore, you have two more. You listed 10, and we just have 12 because we have two more. So Gemara says, no. Psule Tlasa Havi Chashbinu Bichad. No, the idea, the psul of the, we said mentioned before that three of the miracles were that the Shtei Lechem, the Lechem upon him, and the Omer never had a psul. So if that's the case, I found it. It translates the way we have it.
Yeah, it's far.
Yeah, okay. Long nims es nisa was in left one. Long is ignoring his life. Long I don't have it. Wait, where's the?
It's got carry. It's got the smoke in there.
Ah, the lo kibu gishamim shel atzei amaracha, but lo natzcha ruach al amarasham. Right. Okay. We've written parak hey in Mishnah. So it lists the two that we added here
right.
And took out the ones that we said were Yerushalayim. Okay.
No, it has those in as well. I think it took it takes out the ones about the psul of the lechem upon him, doesn't it?
Well, right, we're taking them out now. We're taking two. So he says psule tlatsa. He puts it into one. Those three are going to be turned into one. Psule tlatsa havi chashvinu b'chad. So he says, okay. So now you're taking out. So it turns into. So you took out three, right? You took out three. And now you're putting in two others. So that you should be okay now, right? No, you're putting out three, turning into one. Right? So he says here...
So you have two more.
You have two more added in.
But you're going to combine more.
He said, psule klasa so apik trei, va'ayo trei. So then you took out two, and you put in two. So ihachi, if that's the case, biluin nami trei havu. Well, the idea, if you're saying that the concept of something is makes it into one... So therefore, the psul is one, and so therefore to the bluim, the swallowing up should just be one. Ihachi bluim nami trehavu chashvinu. Right? So he says, wait a second. Ihachi bluim nami trehavu chashvinu b'chad. So then you take the two things that are being swallowed, those swallowed up, and now you're missing, because you put that all into one concept. So therefore, chasuluhu, so now you're missing. So Gemara says, no, ikanami achrisi. There's another miracle that we can add to list. The Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Nez gadol hayanaseb lechem upon him. Another miracle took place with the lechem upon him. Siluko kisiduro. When they removed it, it was the same as when they put it out. I mean, it maintained its heat the entire week. Rashi says, misalkim oso adayin hucham. It's still warm. Maintained its heat the entire week. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, this pasuk is in Shmuel Aleph, right? The pasuk says, full pasuk, vayitem ha'okomi kodesh kilo ha'yosham lechem, kim lechem aponim musarim mefnei Hashem, l'sum lechem chom b'yom hilakachto. Right, l'sum lechem chom b'yom hilakachto. It had the same heat to the day when it was taken off. It has the chom. Mar says, v'suleka, and there are no other miracles that took place, v'suleka, v'ha'amar levi davar zeh masoras b'yadenu. This is a masora in our hands, may have a seinu, we have, right, that makom aron eno min amida. That the Aron basically took place. Can you wait to afterwards? Excuse me. Can you wait to afterwards? Just wait. Okay. You can put it everywhere else. Not bother when he's learning. Okay. V'suleka v'ha'amar Rav Levi. Rav Levi says Dvar zeh masoras biyadenu. This is a masorah in our hand. May I say no? Makom Aron eno min amida. The Aron didn't take any space up in the base of Middash. The Aron's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and when you calculate the measurements, the Aron's not taking up any place. Right, Rashi says, let's bring it to Rashi. Makom Aron Emin Min Amida, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom. Eino Tofes, it doesn't grab any area. Lema'it Mimidas HaChala Shobayis Klum. It doesn't count for it to take up any of the space in the open area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tanya, because of Brisa that says, Aron she'asa Moshe yeshlo eser amos avi l'chol ruach. I think it says 10 amos to either side. Kishenita be'entam beis hakaporis, and the beis hakaporis where it was is 20 by 20 all along, right? V'harei kol achaloyol kafa kaf she'ne'amar v'fnei hadvir esim amar oron v'nimsosh emokum oron m'may klum. And he says it's 20 by 20. If you put a 10 amos aron in there, it should only be it should take up space. And there should be 10 amos around left. But the Gemara still says it's still 20 by 20. So the aron didn't take up any room. But Amar Rav Nai said, Amar Shmuel, Kruvim b'neis hayu omdim. The Kruvim also were in a neis. Rashi says, Gufeya Kruvim, so Asa Shlomo, omdim ba'aron. They're on top of the aron. Eitzel aron, echab etzof, and eitzel don, one to the north, one to the south. Ubi kafeya mesarim amar proses mekir okir. And their wings are 20 amos. Their wings should be touching the sides of the walls. Right? Kasi knaf kruv chamesh amos. Nimtzu knafayim machzikim es kol echalol. So maybe that only the wings counted, but not the body counted. Whatever it was, that they did the calculation, it didn't take up any space in the... It's another miracle. So why aren't you counting these? So the Mishnah, the Gemara answers, okay, you're right, that was a miracle, but we're only counting miracles that can be seen, miracles on the outside. This is a miracle that's taking place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nobody went inside to see it. Maybe once a year, the Kohen Gadol went inside, but no one ever saw it, so they're not counting that. That's what the Gemara says. Amar Nisei de Berai, Nisei that took place on the outside Kachashiv, that's what they counted. Nisei de Gavai, Nisei that took place on the inside Lo Kachashiv, they didn't count. The Gemara says, Yehachim Lechem Apanim Nami, Lechem Apanim Nami, Nisei de Gavai. But Nisei, right, Nisei, the Lechem Apanim is also on the inside, it's in the Kodesh. It's not open for everybody to see. Oh, it was hot the whole week. No one saw it. Right, Rashi's, same idea. Why is that counted? Someone says, no, because we know the answer. Lechem upon him, nisi de barayu. Lechem upon him was a miracle took place on the outside. As Gemara's going to quote, what we know is that they used to lift the lechem upon him out and show it to everybody and show everybody how hot it was to show how much Hashem loved them. We got to get there first. Lechem upon him, nisi de barayu, the Amar Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish says, my dixiv, the pasuk says, al hashulchan tahor. You put it on the tahor, on the pure shulchan. So Gemara says, if you say that it's pure, that means it could have become tameh. But how can the shulchan say that? How can the shulchan become tameh? It's made out of wood, and if it's made out of wood, and it's not made to be moved, it's not sent into a kabbal tuma. So obviously, it's made to be moved. That's what the answer is going to be. So that Tosos, exactly. Tosos deals with that right away. Tosos asks that right away. But I'll read Tosos in a moment. He says, "My dixiv al shulchan ha-tahor, Tor b'chlal shehu tomei. Tor means that it could be tomei. Kli rabba kli eitz ha'asu l'nachasu. But that's a kli eitz that's not made to move. Rashi says she'enu metaltel. The kli eitz l'inyon tumo hukash l'sak. It has to be like a sack. She'nema mikol kli eitz o beged or o sak. Masak metaltel mole v'reikon. Just like a sack is carried full and empty. At kli eitz metaltel mole v'reikon. And he says, the apple gav the shulchan at super bezov, even though it's covered, you know, it's plated with gold. Bottle tzipo the gabel. He says that it's bottle because I guess it's less, right? Kedamim b'shulich chagiga shani shulchan the kriach monet. Same thing. He says that despite the fact that it's gold plated, which would make it not a kli eitz, because the Tosfos quotes the Mishnah and Kalim that you go according to the plating. There's a gzeirus akasov here because in Yecheskel it says mizbeach shel eitz. The Hashem calls it wooden. So despite the fact that it's plated, it's still considered wood. Right? Look at the Tosos also. It says, Beshilhi Masech Eskakika Parich, Hamatsut Bezav Haya. Same question that Rashi has. It was plated in gold. Umuchiach mi Masnisan Masech Eskalim, we prove from the Mishnah and Kalim, the Basar Tzipoy Aslinon. You go according to the plating. So it's not a Kli Eitz. He says, Mishani, and the answer is Shani Shulchan, the table was different. The Rahmana Kriya Eitz. Same to answer as Rashi. The Torah calls it the Torah. The Navi calls it Eitz. The Ksiv in Yecheskel, Hamizbeach Eitz, Shalosh Amos. That's the shulchan. So that's the shulchan's called eitz. Despite the fact that it's covered, it's called eitz. So the question it is, how can it be mekabel tumah? It's a kli eitz ha'asul yinachas. The kol kli eitz ha'asul yinachas ain't mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. Not only is it not mekabel tumah, the chotzitz. It can prevent, if you stick like in the window or something like that, it can prevent tumah from going, tumah's mace, from going from one end to the other end. It could be a barrier. So Ella Milamid, what's the teaching us? Milamid, Shemagbin also the Oli Regalim. They used to lift it and show the Oli Regalim, the Omrim Lahem, and say to them, Re'uchi Baskam Fneyamokum, see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, Shesiluko Kisiduro, because the way it was taken off, the same way it was put down, Shenamar, like it says, Vasum Lechem Uchom, Beyom Hilacho, right? It says, maintains the heat. Right? Rashi says, right, Shemar Magbin also, Umarim also Lechutz. You show it to the outside. You show, so lifting it up, it's not clear to Asa the Nachas, and therefore, and the whole point with this is to show you that it's lifted, and it's not a miracle that took place on the inside. It's a miracle that was seen on the outside, and therefore, it's different than the miracle of the Aron and the Kruvim, and therefore, we can count it in our list of miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash.
Do any of the Mefarshim discuss what we understand by Neis? Because it's, I mean, I've understood that it means that the laws of nature have been suspended in some way, but some of these just, well, you know, it's nice as it...
Well, that's what he pointed out with the Balkari, the same idea. How miraculous is that, really?
Right.
I don't know. Something, I guess, that goes against what normally would happen, and maybe then normally more people would see these types of things. I don't know.
Well, that's something that happens on the inside, and...
Yeah.
No, the Balkari.
The Balkari, yeah, also.
You wouldn't know.
They announced it to everybody? I don't know if they announced it to everybody.
Wouldn't be able to serve.
Yeah, so that's how they would know. Yeah, we'd all know because they had to get somebody else.
Okay.
Right. Right.
Substitute will come.
Right. They're definitely, I mean, maybe it was coming with something else, but I don't know. Okay. I don't know. All right. So the Gemara says, Vesu Lekka, still, are there no more? About this one. The Amar of Oshir, Oshir says, B'shah Shabbana Shlomo Beis HaMikdash. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, Natabo Kol Klei Megadim, Natabo Kol Mine Megadim, he planted all these different types of trees, Shalzah, that the fruits were gold. A money tree. You know, the money doesn't grow on trees. Beis HaMikdash, the gold grew on the tree. Right? They grew on the tree. V'hayu Motzi'im Peor Sehen, and they would bring out its fruit, which was gold. U'bizmanam, I guess it's the right time when they were ripe. And when the wind would blow, no shrimp, it would come off. All the gold would come off, I guess, and they would grab it, and they would be wealthy. Right? Shenamar, it goes to Pasuk, it's in Tehillim, right? Yirash kilvanon, the Levanos are the cedars, Pirio. I guess Yirash kilvanon is Pirio, Levanos are cedars, but also since the Beis HaMikdash was built from trees from Levanon, caused the Beis HaMikdash Levanon, so it has his peros. U'kashenichlesu nachrim leichal, and when the non-Jews came to the Heichal, and they were metamehit, Yavesh, they are dried up. Shenamar, again, the pasuk says, Uparach levanon umlal. I guess the payros of the umlal will dry up. But Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachziron. He's going to bring them back. Shenamar, right, this pasuk is in Yeshaya. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Nehemar, Paroach tifrach, v'tagel, right? Perot tefrach v'tagel avkilat v'ranei kavod halavadon. Nosam lo. That's all right. Niton lo. Right, so I'll go back. So there's another miracle. It was money. The golden fruit in the Beis Hamikdash. Why isn't that counted? So Gemara says, no. Nisei de kaviya lo kachashiv. Things that were there constantly, they didn't count. I don't know how this answers. Nisa de kaviya lo kachashiv. Rashi says, kavuyim, last wide line, kavuyim va'odim tamim b'mkomom. That they're always there in their spot. Well, what about the smoke? The smoke was kviya b'mkomom. That was the exact miracle. But it never moved from its spot. Okay, so nisik for mukom and lo, I guess that's the question. So Gemara says, if that's the case, that you're not counting nisim that are kvuim b'mukomom lo kachashiv. So hashta the asis lahachi aron ukruvim nami nisik kviininu. I have another way of not counting the aron and the kruvim. I don't even have to get on to the fact that it was inside or outside. Just say it was kvuim b'mukomom and then not counting those as well. Okay. Amar mar. Now we're going back to the statement that was made. The statement was, Ashun ha-ma'aracha, right? The smoke of the ma'aracha was straight. So the Gemara says, Ashun ha-ma'aracha mihave. Mihave Ashun ma'aracha. Was there really any smoke off the pyre on the top of the mizbeach? Latanya, we have five statements, Chamisha dvarim, Nemru be'esha ma'aracha. Five things were stated about the esha of about the fire. That's on the ma'aracha. Number one, Revutza ka'ari. It was, I guess, the fire looked like a lion. Ubaraka chaman, it was as bright as the sun. V'yeshba mamash, fire isn't something that's not necessarily tangible. This was somehow, I don't understand what that means, it was tangible, you could feel it, it's solid. But ochlos lachim kiyevation, and it would eat things that were dry and moist things. It would swallow up water and stuff like that and not be put out either. It would eat lachim kiyevation. V'eina male ashan, and it wouldn't give off any smoke. So you're telling me it was a miracle that the smoke didn't move, it was a straight line. There was no smoke. What are you talking about?
He says here.
No, we said on the outside Mizbeach. We said that the Maracha is on the outside. The Maracha is the Maracha of the Mizbeach. So one Brisa says, we'll get a different answer. One Brisa says that the smoke, just the miracle of smoke never moved by the wind. Another Brisa says there was no smoke. Two different types of fires. So Mara says, no, Kikamrinon behedyot. There was two fires. There was a fire that came down, that was a miraculous fire from Shemayim. That didn't have smoke. Then there was a fire that was lit by us. That, the miracle occurred to it that the smoke never moved. Right? Ki kamrina behedyot. The Tanya, Ki kamrina, right? She says, demala asham behedyot kamrina. Be'esh hedyot shayim v'in esla. The Tanya, v'nosnu be'aron ha'kohen esh on mizbeach. The b'nei aron, the kohanim, they would put fire on the mizbeach. Even though fire came down to consume the carbonos, mitzvah lahavim in a hedjot, there's still a mitzvah to bring your own fire. So one fire didn't have smoke, that's the one that came down from heaven, and the fire that had the miracle of smoke didn't move was the fire that was lit by the hedjot, by us. I don't know why it says hedjot, it's funny, Kohen is called the hedjot. In comparison to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kohen is a hedjot. In comparison to Israelim, the Kohen's not a hedjot, the Israelim are a hedjot. So then the Gemara, the Brice said, "Revutzu ka'ari." It had the image of a lion. Vatanya, wait, Amar Chanina Skana Kohanim, Chanina Skana Kohanim, who was actually there, he said, "Anira isi, I saw it. Urevutzu ka'kelev, and it looked more like a dog, not like a lion. I guess a lion is symbolic of more something stronger. Maybe the relationship is much stronger.
Maybe.
What?
Big head and a mane.
I don't know. Could be. I don't know.
Because that's when they were talking about the Beis Hamikdash with the lion, that you have the frame of the entrance and
right, look like a lion. He gives a different answer. He says, "Lo kasha, kav mikdash rishon, kav mikdash sheni." It depends if one was in the mikdash. That's the answer always. The mikdash rishon, where Kodesh Baruch Hu had the relationship to everybody, much stronger, was like a lion. The mikdash sheni was like a dog. So the Gemara says, "Mikdash sheni mihave." There was really something in the mikdash sheni. What do you mean? Rochani Skana Kohanim just testified. He saw it. What are you asking him about it? It was there, right? Mikdash sheni mihave. Va'amar Rav Shmuel bar Inya. Rav Shmuel bar Inya said, "Ma'idik siv." The pasuk says. This pasuk is in Chagai, which is at the very end of the Nevuah. So it says over there, "Ve'ertzeh bo," I guess I wouldn't want it, "Ve'echabed," and "echabed," and I guess be honored by it, "the karinon the echbada," we call it echbada, we add a hey at the end, hey is five. So it says, "Maishna de mechusar hey," so why is it written without the hey? It's echabed without the echbada. "Elu chamisha dvarim shahayu bein mikdash rishon and mikdash sheni." These are the five differences between the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash. The Elohim. These are things that were in the first Beit Hamikdash, but not in the second. Aaron, the Ark, Kapores, the covering, Ukruvim. So he says here the Kruvim, Esh, fire, Ushchina, and the Shchina. Wait, Aaron. Some of these are put a bunch together, right? Aaron, Kapores, and Kruvim are all put together. That's three things. That's one thing. So it's Aaron, Kapores, and Kruvim one, Esh two, Shchina three, Ruach Hakodesh four, Ve'urim Tumim five. So you see that there was no Esh. So we're telling me that there was looked like a dog. There was no Esh. Obviously it was an Esh from the Hedjot. There was no Esh min Hashemayim. So the Gemara answers, Amri in Mahave. Yeah, it was there. In Mahave Hava, Siulo Messiah. But it wouldn't help burn anything. It just was there, but didn't consume. And I think that's also miraculous. But it didn't consume. Tosus just points out, it says here there was no Urim Vatumim. It has to be Urim Vatumim. It's one of the Begadim of the Kohanim. If it's not on the Kohen, then he's Mechusar Begadim, and he can't do the Avodah. So Tosus says, Urim Vatumim Have, they were there. She'im Lokein Hayakomen Gadol Mechusar Begadim. He's missing one of his vestments. Ella, Lo Hayu Meshivim L'Mishalimehen. It wasn't plugged in. Right, it was never plugged in, didn't have the battery, it didn't work. Okay. There's no reception.
Right.
Okay.
Also, in stage on the first, on the basic family submission, when they put this thing was come from Hashemayim,
right,
and it instantly consumed.
Consumed everything.
This one on the basic family, they had to
keep putting more. Right, that makes sense. That's what the Gemara just answered now.
Fueling the fire until they burn it.
Right. That's what the Gemara said. It didn't consume. Yeah, some things they didn't. Some things didn't burn. They weren't complete. They had yesterday. It wasn't. Right. Things would pop off. Things would.
Right.
Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we learned in the Braisa. Sheish Eishos Hein. Six types of fire. I thought Eish was Lashon Zachar. I thought it was Ishim. Right. Right. But he says Eishos Hein. There's six types of fires. Let's read them. Right. Sheish Eishos Hein. Yesh Ocheles the Eino Shose. There's fire that could consume solid, but not water. The water would put it out. That's number one. Yeshosev is a type of fire that will consume liquid, the ain't ocheles, it won't burn anything. That's number two. Number three is yeshocheles v'shosev, some that does both. The bar will explain each of them. Ocheles v'shosev consumes and consumes liquid. V'yesh ocheles lachin ki yaveshin, some that will consume moist and dry items the same way. V'yesh esh docha esh, there's some fire that pushes away other fire. The yesh esh ocheles esh, and there's some fires that actually consume other fires. So that will explain. Yesh esh ocheles, fire that consumes the enu shose, like it gets put out by water, hadidan. That's normal fire. You know that the Eskimos have different technical hundreds of words to describe ice. So we have six ways to describe fire. Right? So number one is the normal fire that we have, that it's ocheles, it'll consume the enu shose, but it won't drink, because the fire will put it out. Hadidan. Shose the enu ocheles, what's the one that consumes liquid, I guess? The ain ochelus won't consume. That's the cholin. That's the fire of someone who's sick. It's sort of like a fever, I guess. Rashi says min kadachas shuke eish. He's burning up v'tzamei l'mayim, and he constantly needs to drink. The ain ochafetz lechol. He doesn't want to eat. So that's something that consumes liquid, but not solid. Okay, that's the cholin. Ocheles v'shoseh. What's the one that consumes both liquid and solid? That's the Eliyahu. That's the fire that Eliyahu had came down on Har Carmel. The Ksiv. The pasuk says, let's get the full pasuk. It says, "Vatipol eish Hashem." The fire came down. Vatochal esa ola. It consumed the carbon. Esa etzim, the wood. Esa avanim, the stones. Esa efa, esa mayim, and consumed the water as well. Hashem v'ta'ala lechefa. It completely consumed everything there. So that's the eish of Eliyahu. Then, right, the pasuk says, "Esa mayim Hashem v'ta'ala lechacha." Ocheles lachik yaveshon. It burns everything up equally, even the moist or not. Right, that's the maracha. That's the fire on the maracha. Didn't matter what was put on there, it would consume it. Now, these two seem to be pretty similar. Okay. Then, yesh esh docha esh, there's a fire that puts away other fire, that's the Gavriel. That's the fire of Gavriel. So Rashi says, the Gavriel is, sher yorod lahatzel chananya mishal v'yazaria. Right, he came into the furnace, right, it says over there that they saw another image when they were inside. So Gavriel came inside to the furnace when they were thrown inside, shetzinen es hakif shom mibifnin. He cooled off the furnace inside, v'igdiach mibachutz, Lisrofet Zorkeyan made a fire and pushed the fire outside to burn the people who threw them in. Kidarmina ba'avri psachim. Apparently, we learned that a few weeks ago in Avri psachim. I don't remember, but you remember?
Yeah, the same one. We learn about the fish and the rewards for Hashem. So Gavriel wanted to save Avraham from the fire.
Right. Okay.
The said the note that I have to do myself.
Right.
It's one on one, but I'll give you.
I'll give you your side. So it saves them, right?
Right.
So you say, "Ashkoya." Okay. So that's the ish of docha ish. V'yish ish ochelas ish, and then there's fire that consumes fire. That's ish to shechina. That's the fire of the shechina. The pasuk says the amamar hoshit etzpa oba nehen usarfan. So. Where's that pasuk? No, Eish Ochelas Eish Tishchina. The Amar Mar. Wait, I missed this. What does he say here? How do you read this? What's the reference?
During the 6 days of creation, when a group of angels argued against the creation of man, Hashem extended his power and asked them to consume
them. Okay. And Malachim are fire. So Malachim consisted of fire. So Hashem's fire consumed fire. Okay. Now the Gemara says, the Ashen Hamaracha, the smoke of the pyre, right? Afilu kol aruchos shabu olam emazidus osum mikomo. Even all the winds of the world did not make it move. Amar of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. How's that true? What do you mean it didn't move? The motzi yont of Achron Shel Chag, I guess after Shmini Atzeres, hakol tzofim laAshen Hamaracha. Everyone looks at the maracha to see which way the wind is blowing the maracha. I guess it was symbolic for something, right? Rashi says motzi yont of Achron Shel Chag she me esmol nechtam zardinam al gishmei shana. Because the day before, they had they would take tefillos on Geshem, and they would discuss, you know, because our din was closed on Geshem. So they would see it, look at the maracha to see what the tefillos were answered. Note that klapei tzafon, if the maracha was leaning towards the north, aniyim smechim, the poor people were happy, ubalei batim atzavim, and the owners were upset. I guess the idea is that the north wind would cause the produce to rot faster, and therefore they would have to sell it off faster, and it would be cheaper prices, right? There's going to be a lot of rain, and the produce would rot. They have to sell it quickly. If you have to get rid of your product fast, then you're going to have a cheaper price. Not the klapei darom, if it was moving towards the south, which means it was a north wind coming. Then ani matzavim. Then the poor people were sad. Obali batim smechim, and the balibatim were happy. If they should gishmei shon muatim, it's not going to be too much rain. Upei orsei mishtarim. They can guard, and they can guard their produce, and they can hold back, and therefore there would be more demand and supply. And the prices would go up. Naka klapei mizrach. It was a west wind, and therefore it was blowing towards the east. Hakol smechim. That's the perfect amount. Klapei marav. If it was coming blowing from the east to the and pushing it to the west, then everybody was sad. I guess that Rashi says shuruach hamiyaveshes azroyim. It would dry everything out, and therefore you wouldn't have any produce. So they were sad. But nevertheless, you see from here that it would move. The fire would, the smoke would move, east, north, south, east, west. So Mark says, okay, fine, it would move, but it would move in unison. It would be like a rod, and that would lean. It wouldn't disperse like smoke. He says, the azov asay kedikli, it would be like a dekel, like a tree, lavdui lo mivdar, but it wouldn't be dispersed anywhere. So Amarav, Ma'amar, I'm quoting again, klapei mizrach, if it was blowing to the east, I mean the wind was coming from the west, blowing, pushing it to the east, hakol smeichem, everyone was happy. Klapei marav, if it was coming from the east, pushing it to the west, hakol atzavim, they all said. Reminyo, ask a state astira, but it says mizrachis laolam yafa, an east wind is always good. Maravis laolam kasha, a west wind is always bad. Ruach tzafonis yafa lechitin b'shoshevius shlish, a northerly wind is good for wheat, right, that was already grown a third. The kashal is asim, but it's bad for the olives. Bisman shein chontin, I guess when they're still on the trees. And ruach demar, romis is the opposite. Kashal chidim shashay v'yoshlish. V'yopal is asim, bisman shein chontin. So the problem is over here, is that here it says that, and Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, v'itei mazutra v'simaneich shulchan b'tzafon u'no b'doron. The shulchan which has bread, which is wheat, that's in the north. And the menorah which has the oil is in the south. So north is good for the shulchan, which the north wind is good for the stuff on the shulchan. The south wind is good for the stuff that olives, right? So the Gemara says, "Hamar b'day, v'hamar b'day." I guess tzfonis, the northern one is megadol, what's good, what's placed in the north, which is the shulchan. The southern wind is megadol, what's placed in the south part of the shulchan. So what you see here that the winds, I guess they got the winds bad, right? So he says here it says that the east wind is good, right? We said mizrachis is kol smeichim, right? And we says here. Is bad, and here we quote that the Mizrachis is always good. So what's the problem? Well, we just said, Omar, Klapei Mizrach, which means a west wind, everyone's happy. Klapei Marav, which means an east wind, they're all sad. And the Brice is calling, because that's where it pushed it. It's being pushed to the east, which means a west wind. That's good, but the Brice here said that that the east wind is good and the west wind is not good, the opposite. Right, Mar said, Klapei Mizrach, which is a western wind, everyone's happy. And here he says a western wind is no good. And Mar says, no, Lokasha, Halon, Halu, depends where you are. If you're in Bavel or if you're in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Mizrach, an easterly wind, is Yofila Eretz Bavel. That's good for Eretz Bavel. She Eretz Lacha, because that's a very moist land. Machas Meimel, because there's a lot of water there. Lo'olam, I guess. Eretz Yisrael, Kasha, but for Eretz Yisrael, an eastern wind is no good. And so to the other way, westerly wind is not good for Bavel, but a westerly wind would be good for Eretz Yisrael. Hajjan Allah Shivas Yamim, Hajjan Allah Shivas Yamim, Hajjan Allah Shivas Yamim. Goyah, goyah.